beneficiary of the wedding. So they went and they recorded and did the brachas.
Yeah.
Then if you play it over, you have the brachas of Bracha Vatol.
It's a shari, but you can play it over again?
I mean, that's a shari, I remember that. Hashem Levatol.
What do you do? You push the button.
Nobody's speaking. No, the silent. This is certainly. You're not allowed to be great at Mashem Shemaim Levatola.
So if the records that they sing with the Shabbos Miris and they say Elohim, that's not Levatola because it's in a part of a prayer, but a Brocha was Leishisa.
Are you allowed to erase that part? Hashem is. You erase so you'll be able to play it over again. As far as I remember, there's no Mechikas Hashem on a tape recorder. The way you say now, I've got Moshe. I heard that Moshe passed, there's no Mechikas Hashem.
Huh? I think you're talking about different things.
That's it, a different thing. There's Mechikas
Hashem. He said it's all about erasing Torah. You can't erase Torah. We don't really, I don't know, it seems sometimes we do give status to these things that you can't see Be'inayim. But there's another chash here too, that at the time was written, because we have these, like an invisible ink that they have, where you, when you write it, it looks like ink. Yeah. And then it becomes invisible.
While you write it, and you hand it over, if you can read it, that's it. The truth of the matter is that anything that you write, like Aragit, how long are the Kayama? It's not going to last forever. It's bound to be to deteriorate. So what are the Pshar Kayama? Pshar Kayama is as long as, you see, I mean,
at least until you have the machines
to
get your data.
Yeah. Let's say with on a pain, You're right out again, you know, but because of the that's not Kayama. Or let's say on sand, you'll have a table full of sand, and on the sand you're right again and give it to her. That's not Kayama.
You shove the rice
sand. What are you saying?
You shove them into Yisrael Pomo, not the rice.
Because
it's Shabbos. Shabbos, there's no Tziva Kaysa, that doesn't apply to her, not Kayama. That's non-kayoma, but as long as you write with ink, I mean, the shayla is how long kayoma means. Kayoma doesn't mean forever, because nothing is durable forever. What?
What's kayoma, 24 hours or something? Or a week?
Oh, so that's the shayla, but you have no definite time. What is kayoma? I presume that as long as it's Kayome, certainly Kayome. Now, what's the difference between the sand and the pain and this one? Because that, let's say, the wind could come or the heat could come and eliminate the entire writing before the Mesire. Whereas if you write the other kind, which deteriorates afterwards, but while it's written, while it's the Mesiris Haget, it's Kayama. It's Kayama. That's what Kayama means.
So isn't
this
lemon juice
on
Kayama
as long as it's dry, after it's dry, it's Kayama, you read it, then that's Kayama. It won't last too long. No, it doesn't last too long. There's no time limit in Kayama. As long as it's Kayama after it's dry, that's it. So similar to Kayama.
Well, there's an image which remains like for 20 minutes. Right now he wrote it, he gave it to her with the adding everything. She's
within the 20 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, she's Magreshet now. And then after 20 minutes, after 15 minutes,
it disappears.
Now what do we care? She's Magreshet already.
Yeah, well, the Shalei, but that kind of stuff, let's stop. I have a notion it is. What does it say here?
She told the
guest.
The
guest
was done.
Tape recorded. Yeah. All right, let's see what he has. But I'm sure I'm going to do it. מה שקורה ברכת של ויקטור אולר, על שיש שם איזה בעין, למה אין הרס? אנשים חשבים שיש שם. ומה יעשו אולי אין להם חשבים שם ברכת שם? יש מכונה כזו שבדיבן אסם מלוכה על ידי המכונו, וכן במה שבצילו, אבל שנברא המכונה כזו שנעשה באיזה מלוכה, what do also not say to Shem?
See, what bothers me like this, if
that's said that, in other words,
how can I write a full pasuk? A full pasuk on a board on a board in a blackboard and a chalkboard in school.
Perish in the Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed.
You're not allowed to put
you have them, you go out in the synagogues in the front, they have psukim,
yeah.
Or they said the Ferish, you know, on the talisim.
Oh, you mean the shul where they take the letters?
The letters. Or that's how you take a talis on the. What is that? You have
a brocha.
That's all also. The Ferish in Shulchan Aruch said the Ferish is also. They do it, but it's also.
Maybe it's that people know about it.
Yeshiva,
they don't have a bulletin board where they write the whole pasuk out from beginning to end.
And then they erase it.
And they got it to the next pasuk.
Yeah, I got some pasuk. So they said in Shulchan Aruch, we should write abbreviated form.
What are these four? You have the Ten Commandments and the Six, Seven, Eight Commandments. It's two words, the whole topic.
Yeah, they had a special chalk on the
line. Four to have the Ten Commandments and the Six, Seven, Eight are two words in the whole topic, really.
I don't remember.
Right, I can't suppose to lay see if it's a damn thing.
So they were the Six, Seven, Eight Commandments. Yes, so what were those Ten Commandments, you know, these double things?
I have to be careful. The Issa is that afterwards is strong with the design, it comes with the design.
The Issa on a chalkboard is writing a whole pasuk or is writing Shem Hashem?
Shem Hashem, on the board is only Shem Hashem.
Shem Hashem, a thing for Hashem.
I know, that's it, yeah. I can't even write food, I'm going to eliminate
this. Not on the newspaper.
Right, I'm not going to write
it. What is Shem Hashem in? Tell off, it's on the newspaper, it's all told in the newspaper.
Newspaper, I don't know. I have all the newspapers. And what do you do with it? It's very traumatic. Very serious. Very serious. Oh, very day, yeah. Very good. Yeah, very good. Okay, Mashanag am Lambda. Kena Laluch has given a dollar to Sukim. A Pasha Shalema. Mashadadi Shalpini Gihela and Kabel. There is a Shavua. I was saying, Shavua, Mechi Gihela and Pasha Heret. Kifia is Kalfas a Pasha. יש לה הטי אב בקיסו הקודש עושה לה אב בביעת על המוכן בכל מוכן כמשו אבל זה מה פרשי זו הווה כהיכול שצורך תיקן שמותו לסוספה ולבנויסה בכל מוכן יזהרו של יכתב האסקורת על הלוכס שם ומירה שכחוסו Oh, yeah, fine. So he says, because I remember the Fakir. If he's there, Emira Shikosu also lives there. I mean, I came in once in a class, I saw it. He wrote out Hashem on a board. Not you came off, not Hashem. But he said, I feel Hashem in the coffin. How do you write it from the blood clot?
Maybe they write it in Ksav Ashuris, you wrote Ksav Ibn.
Ksav Ashuris, in Ksav Ibn, it's all
around. But this is what you have to do.
Uh-huh. Once you put it on the board, you have to leave it on the board. But this is a hetter. This is a hetter.
The question is why the tape should not be any worse. The tape is not even
nicked. The tape is nicked, not nicked. The tape is less serious. Much less serious. And since it's not nicked, there's no osseous in it.
Now, what about the computer?
It should be permissible.
What about the computer?
What about the computer? I don't know how the computer operates.
I'll tell you how it operates. I don't know how it operates at all. That's somebody else. Yeah. What happens is, you can see on the screen, you see on the screen that whatever it is.
Yeah.
However, it's all on this card. You know, like the credit, whatever's on the card. You can't see anything at all. Well, it looks like this.
Directly.
But, and you just, and in with the computer, you don't erase.
Yeah.
You just type right over it. If I go over to that letter and I push this letter, the new letter will appear and it will be recorded in there, and there is no...
And the other old letter...
You don't erase, and then... You don't have to erase, you can just take right over it.
The sanitary cord is, you sing another song to it and erase the other one, it's a need to possible
that.
The beauty of it is there's no printing yet. In other words, what I see on the board is it's the way it will appear printed, but hasn't been printed yet.
He rewrote, made it more emphatic. Before was one of his very so the din is according it's not the bottom, so shock shall cash for Brahman you told me forkeh. He says I only said a misofik. The misofik, he says maybe I'm a chayv Shabbos is chayv too. Mechik, the old tzav is mechik because it can't withstand the stronger tzav. And kaiser, the second one is kaiser. So the chayv mishum two melachos. So this is it. This would be both mechik and kaiser.
So why didn't you get a guy or a tinnok to hit the button? Get a goy or tuna, you're allowed to do that?
He threw a get. The din is that the husband doesn't have to give it to her into her hand. Yoda is not only her hand, Yoda also means the reshusa. Suppose he throws a get into her kotzer. And she has in her kotzer, she has a lot of barrels, wine or whatever it is, or empty barrels. Lebena chavis, he threw it between barrels. Bifnei Eidim, there were Eidim Isiris, who bikshu, and then they look for the get, who motsu mezuzah, or shtaracher.
Now what do I care?
They don't know whether it's a get, so they're looking for it to see if it's a get or is it something else. All they found was a mezuzah. Oh, another star. Is a choshish Allah. You don't have to be choshish. Maybe he talking gave it a get. It was just a joke on his part. He said, this is your gift. It wasn't a gift. It was probably the mezuzah. He threw out the mezuzah, you know. And he said, this is your gift. Because how does the mezuzah come between, among barrels of wine? So that's probably what he threw in. Shezash nimtza hu shezarek. Im nimtza beisash. We are not conscious that it is a get.
It is one mitzvah.
Definitely no get. In other words, maybe he gave her a get and she is a grusha, she's not allowed to marry.
That was a eventually, that's the law.
No, it's a karma.
The law, she got a little problem.
But we
chayshah,
she did
go
there.
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. The law, she's a little problem. Ein chayshah means there's no chashash that maybe he gave her a get. No, he didn't give her a get at all. Why? Because I assume Abdakan. Okay? Then it's a base of Shalisha mezuzah. A story is, and if there are more than one mezuzah, then it's Choshish. What's it of Shai? Choshish Shemaget Shazorah Achlu Achborim. Why can't we find them yet? Maybe Achborim there, because you have more than one mezuzah. He threw only one piece of paper. And you find a lot of mezuzahs there. Even two mezuzahs. You can't say he threw a mezuzah. Because if he threw, how did the other mezuzah come there? It's more likely to say that whoever threw the other mezuzah threw the first mezuzah also. And what he had thrown to her is then there's achshash, maybe she's a mekoreshet. Which means that if she becomes an almona, she won't be able to marry a kohen ever.
So this suffix with gureshes is very strange because we have no we have nothing to go on except with his statement.
Yeah,
well, and that doesn't mean anything really. In the halacha, it shouldn't mean anything when he says this is a get.
I just have a mekoreshes. All right, let's see. Let's finish the machaba. We'll see. They didn't read it at all. In other words, we know definitely there was a get. The only shaila is, did he throw in the get or did he throw the mezuzah?
So why is it something with the Russians here? Should be valid.
So therefore, valid or not, because they didn't see him take that get, that paper, and throw it to Ben Achavis. They saw it, he took it from
him.
Yeah, but not in the. If he had. Again. Avam Lacha Shekarusha, Kozabakom Yon, Uzrokele Ben Achavis. They didn't see it. If they did see that it was the get, then there's no shaila. What is the shaila? There's no shaila. We did give it a get.
Let's look at the Beis Shmuel.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a look.
Oy Zion.
Harei ze sofen meyakim nizorek lo savechot. Benim tse beis gimel al korche shohoye munach kan meyozem mekedim. What does this girl desire? That's at the end, the very end. All right. Hakoch ha-shohay munach kan miyosh mikedim. V'haget yesh lem ha-chborim g'rorot. V'mavua betua afil eli shitosa. V'svira v'loi kore ha-get v'never. Loi seitze, that we had this before, v'orat fei, here it's worse. Ha-ol v'nimtze mezuzis, yesh lem ha-shitorech ha-mezuzo. V'shnei mezuzis v'nocha miyosh mikedim. In Korah Ged, when it's a base dinner on the Jews, Masha Medev Mechabe, do not have a Vada Megoreshes. And it's suffering. And it calls for Lush, Shabba, the Hi Vada Megoreshes. Well, that's it. The Shalibar is Vada or suffering is if they see that the Ged, he took the Ged, the Aden saw, he took that Ged that was just completed and threw it Ben Achovis, and there's no Shalibar, then the Vada Megoreshes. That's what Abbas maintains. So when it's suffering Megoreshes, and they didn't notice. In other words, he might have exchanged it for a mezuzah. He might have put it, thrown in a mezuzah. That's the shaila.
But you have to be present when he says that?
No, she died. This is a shaila by the bachotze that we'll have later. Whether she has to stay beside the tzarachotze or not, it depends if it's mishtar merits or stuff. Be possible that she has to stay beside. Because it says because the yodor, meaning she, all right, you don't take it literally, but the impression is that she has my yoda stomach law of kotzer stomach law. She has to stay there nearby. I could from the book.
Today, is it Shia that says it as far?
What is the Shia?
I couldn't find the Shia that says it. Maybe mice are there, make an exit or something. Why would a mouse drag a participation?
But a mouse. But don't they drag paper, they do anything.
So it's like...
You know, there's a story. I mean, I come to the roof and ask them a Shia. He suffers, there are so many on board him. And they gained the yarn, what can he do for them? So he gave him an eight, he should put up a coin. After a coin, you're not allowed to eat. He put up a coin. That bloody on board him, eat up a coin. So the fell aboard, it was amazed, they used that to man. He says, Rebbe, they brought him, how do they know they are lucky? But we had another lot. By me, they ate up all the chayim, all the chalkish. You'd be surprised that they used to come in to the
synagogue. So today is nothing today.
Shvarim, eating up from our bottom. Eating from our bottom. They used to suffer from that an awful lot. So wherever they have our bottom, I mean, today they have methods how to eliminate them. But in those days they didn't, and they suffered a great deal in our bottom. Very much so. So this is it. Shamar Borim.
They made the guess, the person allowed them to guess, and then they threw it.
Yeah.
So why do you think you can't find the
guess? Yeah. That's what the Bach maintained. The Bach maintains Vada Mibureshi. Why? Because they saw that he took the gate that was completed and threw it. That's all. The only thing is, either Machabes says something to Bereshit, they didn't see exactly that he took it. He took it, but they didn't see that what he took from the table, he threw it. Maybe he threw another piece of bread. That's not what we had before. It's not Chodesh. That's what he said. There's no Chodesh. All right. Now, what lotion does the husband have to say when he hands the get over to her? He has to stipulate clearly. This is your get. That doesn't have to be in that lotion. Another lotion. But she should know that what he gives to her is the get. He'll give her a document of the will, another letter from her parents. And then she finds out it's a get. Then it's not the get.
Can you say in English also?
He could say it in English too. Matter of fact, he doesn't have to say anything as long as they talk about you. And he hands it over. So she knows that they're talking.
We had a miser. It wasn't that one Rav had a miser. I mentioned it here. That he gave a get. The woman said she doesn't want to. He'll give me a get. I'll give him a get. So the Rav made a pshara that first she'll give him he'll give her the get, and then she'll give him the get. So it says there that so what happened was after he gave the get, so she says, it's my turn now. She says, well, I'm very sorry, but the halacha doesn't do it like that. So she stormed out, slammed the door, and stormed out of there.
Yeah.
But so he pulled it over on her. Question is, if she's not mekabel in her mind that this is a get gomor, because she holds that there's this going to be this why like the dushin, the double ring ceremony, so she's toila bedas that she's not nicknames until then. So we said the Rebbe, I didn't mention this. So the Rebbe said, he said erechanami, but the ma'aser was a ma'aser in the scene again. But you see here that she has to have a yadi.
I said something else.
Okay.
I said when he gives it to her, he says, Kedas Moshe Yisrael.
Yeah.
When she gives it to him, he says, Kedas, he's a minikantra. He's a hoitzim elibon.
That's what the Rebbe said in the Gabi, the rings.
The
that's
rings.
Very good.
Now,
but the problem is that this is a Maisa Shahayi, and I know the Rav who did it.
Yeah.
And he didn't tell me, somebody else told me about it. But is it proper what he did or not?
Because
he fooled her. She thought she was not going to...
She is Tayla Bajas, but she's going to be Megureshes when the whole ceremony is over, and I give him, and he gives me, and we do this and that.
In other words, she was not Makabel Bajas, that this is the get.
She's now Megureshes. Even though that's what they said, she had another thought in mind, and the Rav,
I
let her go believe
wrong.
That.
He was right. Yeah. He was wrong in this respect. A big Rav did it. He was wrong because once you are mischayef to her, I'm not talking, you mischayef to her that you'll go through, you have to abide by her. You promised her. You have to abide by what you promised. To be poshut a liar. The only thing is, if you do accept that dreidel, so after he gives it to her, so they say, Afi Aloha, you already divorced. You don't have to give it. But since you insist, go ahead, do whatever you please. It doesn't matter at all. You say it,
but
the fetish, you should know that it has no validity.
But you have to say it before
the
Nesina.
Who says you have to say it?
Because then that's what I'm showing on you.
No.
It's going to say over here that she has to know exactly what it means.
Yeah, she has to know that. It's a gift. Because sometimes he'll give her, she'll think she's another piece of paper, and...
She knew it was a get. She just thought that she's also going to have to give a get. She's going to know what it is.
But
it's immaterial what she thought. But if the Rav decided to go through with this understanding, then he has to go through with it. The only thing, he should make it clear, this is it. Don't talk yourself into the belief that you're giving him has any validity. So
but
you explain it clear.
How could it be done afterwards? It has to be. She has to know what the word means.
She has to know what he gives her is a gift.
That's it.
And what she thinks is immaterial.
Does she have to know it's a matia? The get is a matia?
That's it. That's what we tell her. If we have seen the Ramah says what we are saying today. We are saying today,
What if she's in Makabel to get Al Tanai? We're always concerned with him Al Tanai. What if it's she Al Tanai?
She stipulates at night.
Yeah.
That she doesn't accept on those cases.
For example, she says, I'll take the get, but you give me money now.
Sure, usually it happens very often. And if he's willing to give her the money, he places the money in the hands of her.
His question is, then he doesn't come through with the money. Is the get still a good get? That's his question. Because if she had danced when she accepted the get.
He's a liar. Then he's a liar. The get is a get.
So the get is still a good get.
The get is a chiv of money afterwards. I'm talking about the get itself.
So why can't we take his case? They say, yeah. They agree to our conditions, they give it a gift, she's Megureshes, and then she wants to put on a sermon. So like I said, the rabbi says, I have to go catch a train now.
Why should the rabbi be a liar? Why should he be misleading? I don't think so.
Why should he give any credence to this?
Don't accept it to begin with. But if you accept it and you promise her, you go through with your promise. The only thing about it, she shouldn't believe that her condition has any validity in Jewish law. You make it certain, you clearly stipulate, you're already divorced, you can't remarry or marry, and he can't remarry. What you can maintain has no validity in Jewish law. You want to do it, we promise to have you do it, go ahead, do it.
So what was she going to do, give him a piece of paper?
She'll give him back the gas. Not to divorce a woman by Korah. There's a family of
benefits.
The Chem only Ashkenaz.
But it might be worse than that. If she doesn't think it's a get, even Zorak Lagita,
Zorak Lagita has to say this is your get.
Right.
She has to know what it is.
She has to be aware of it. That was the case when the Adam gave, when the Shlia came and gave her the get and fooled her, and she thought it was a regular piece of paper, and they said it's her get, and she dropped it. She wasn't Mugureshes.
That's because of Achim the Benegesh. Who said she was not Mugureshes? This is Achim the Benegesh and the Chere. If she didn't want to. But
if they delivered it,
such a law. A condition, you have to have her as coming, and if after you give it to her, you tell her, are you at the condition, she throws it away, then the condition is not found. That's by condition, but not by Gittin. Gittin has a little about Korah.
I forgot how it came out.
By condition, we have that. By condition, we have that.
She doesn't want to get, so I can't give it to her.
She doesn't want to accept anything. And then I said, that's it. I get Balkoff. It cannot be done. If he didn't, he could give it to her and have his shoes. But if she, but it's prohibited by the Acher, Emre Benegeshen, very serious.
But as far as giving Balkoff,
as far as I know, they didn't accept any of the Chanamas.
They were giving it
for a person? I presume so. I'm not too sure, but I'm pretty sure.
And they get more than one.
That's also, they didn't accept the Karam. By us, this Kherim, Kherim Bal Korcha, is more stringent than the get of Reise Fischer Lichner. That's why when we have a Shailen, when we have to go against their wishes, you'd rather have a heter mera bonim, lahisef isha lishtoi, than a heter to give a balkor. That balkor.
Why is it?
Because the Benegeshen himself stipulated, when he made the gate of lahisef isha lishtoi, he made two stipulations. One of them, that it is only up to the end of the Elephant Mishnah, which means to the year. The year 1240, that when the Elabach Mishi terminated.
When did he live in that?
He lived about
the end of 900, no?
At the end of 900. By the year 1000. By the year 1000. And in other words, for 240 years, he made it. If I say that he gave me, put it out in the year 1000, then he made it only up to 1240. So according to if that cheated, seems that cheated, Habakkuk was that cheated. Even though he is a man, but
some say that he left it up to the Chachamim or the
future guy. Oh, no, so the others said that they all accepted it, it was already established, and we still operate as if that freedom is still in force.
They're not the Sfarim.
The Sfarim depends on which Sfarim. Not have a notion only the very Oriental Sfarim. In other words, the Yemenites, the Moroccan Jews. But not the Spadim from Europe.
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam. But from the two Karamis, the Get Al Bal Korcha is more serious. You are not matter under any circumstances. Just Get Bal Korcha.
So this,
the guy that says they're talking not necessarily about if it's Balkorcha or not Balkorcha. The halacha is she has to know that this is the get. Even he doesn't tell her. Let's say she holds it and the Adam tells her. The Adam is here. Also good.
What
she wakes up and she holds the get and she reads it, it depends if he says to her then why she holds it. This is your get, Sara. But if he is not around, then it doesn't say, she has to find out by reading it, or asking, then it's not valid.
They keep you again in the mail.
Of course not, there must be Adam is here there. We're talking about there were Adam there.
Two postmen were questioning
Adam. Right, I said the Masadra gave the Rabbonim to their rabbis. There were always three Rabbonim who were Muslims. So when I came here, they told me there are three Masmichim here in America. This is the, as you say, the post office, rabbi, letters, the sign maker, and the telephone company, or the one that prints the rabbi, the cards. That's what they think was real.
What we do to get all your day shliach, does the shliach, when we had that get from Detroit or whatever, the shliach brought it all the way from Detroit.
Yeah.
Could it have been sent by mail?
Yeah, he, as a matter of fact, he wasn't there. He had to go back and he had to make a shliach sheni. The shliach sheni was the one that handed
over.
Right,
but it was all hand in one by
mail. Usually we do it by mail. Was it shot by mail? In the presence of them, Bezin, he makes them shliach sheni. Shliach b'fono, they didn't, she can make a shliach, one shliach, to make the other shliach, shliach b'fono. And then we mail it in. The shliach sheni. Have it over there with the harshoyes, with everything. Okay, so the Magadish has to say it. The Mnosim b'yodov al-yom klum, arez a get pos. Ulachatchile yom alo. Here what he has to say. Arez the Gitter, he's kabli Gitter, but I should say he's kind of Gitter there. The word there is not in the Amor. Vahare atma gereshes m'meni, vahare atma teres v'chol adon.
Really
have
the word
there? We have the word master, but a little bit
you
more.
Have a word there, or
is it? No, I say today we have an our nusa. We have the word there. And the Amor doesn't have it. Huh? It's Kabbalah Gita. He says Hare. He starts with Hare Zeh Gita. He starts out. Just take all your get. And it's Kabbalah Gita. Apparently, in some versions, that word is Kabbalah Gita was not there. So they have to put it in because of the Chemed Ben Gershon. They want her to accept it. It should be with her consent. And then what does it say without migrations from many miyaksha? We have the word miyaksha after the word migrations from many. Mahariyat materis lechol adon. That's our nusach. Because if he says chutz mepleini, then the whole get is not valid. The noagim.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has to say it again.
Not
just even Anchak Vediv, he has to get back the gift and hand it over to her and say it the proper way.
When did he say it? Before
or after? Before he says it, then he hands it over to her. The only thing we make it, we have it already a minute that she holds her hands and he puts it into her hands. And we'd have to tell her not to close it before, because it says, the nothing but your daughter, like his secret. She is not supposed to take it from her. Sometimes the woman was so anxious that she couldn't.
Why do you drop it? Why do you drop it as opposed to putting it?
So that should be no kisika. There's no reason for him to drop it. He could put it in, provided she shouldn't close her hand.
Why the two hands as opposed to one hand?
And there's no reason for two hands. One hand is sufficient.
Nothing but your door. I was thinking of a possibility we have a shower. What the other, does the other mean? Is a stronger hand, a weaker hand? Is this way got both of them?
So why can't you do those two?
I never came across.
Because it doesn't sound so good, because we don't want to be masmicha with anything.
No, but he's saying the other is not the shoe stone. The other doesn't mean hand.
Not
the
hand.
No, I don't know. Why does she can't do that? What's wrong with that?
What?
He didn't do this.
Before he takes his hand away, that is kisika. The Torah says the nothing to your dog. The low kisika, she shouldn't take it from him.
Oh,
but against his shaila, he has a get, let's say, stuck in here, and he can't preach it. And he says to her, you take it out. And then she takes it out of the kisika.
So
the Gemara said, if he turns around to make it easier for her to take it, then it's all right. Then there's no kisika. Then it's everything.
So the goes like that, then she takes it and stuff.
And that's what I'm most assumed. I'm going to say, if you hand it over right here, if you hand it over, and she takes it with her hand, it's there. But he ate it, I mean. it's not for considered.
What's the Hakila without the Minhag? What would be the Hakila without the Minhag? The
Din. The Din is, as long as he puts it either into her or into her bag, into a purse or whatever it is, the Chotza, as long as it belongs to her. Sorry, you know. As long as she doesn't grab it from him. Benoagin Shahabal Kaifal Ajit, the Moy Igris, like a letter, Unoisna law. Kadesh Tukhalov is a Kulibi Yodo, Kishanoisna law. Now, I think I once told her that Kiv Eger's episode is very machni on that.
Yeah, he must
have told her several times that it should fit in into her hand. Nothing should stick out. And they told me there are salivations there, always followed Kiv Eger. Whenever they had like a get, they folded it over and over and over again. It's a cut.
Why don't you just... crumble it up or something?
What do you say?
Why don't you, if you just crumble it, then put it into
hand? Yeah, no. Crumble it. You mean you
don't make it nice.
That's it. That's it. That's how Kiv Eger did it.
No, it is, but
it's
not like
it. If he puts it in, let's say, she has a whole open hand, and he pushes it in with her hand. All right, as long as she didn't take it.
But doesn't this puzzle itself inside?
Not immediately. You would have to do it an awful lot of times until the tzav would be affected.
So why do I don't think not going to have a kiva either? I mean, why don't the kiva be
answered? Because all akhrayim are maintained, and also the yodah doesn't mean the entire get has to be in there. But as long as the...
Achiza, base Achiza.
That's our base Achiza.
So not Machmah
for the kiva either? No, we're not. None of us.
No.
Chatzit has something else. But the get sticks out. At one time they didn't even fold again. They just the entire get away, it's open, they put it into
her hands. If it slips out of her hand,
so we have to pick it up again, it happens. And you have to give it to her again.
But it's possible
that it's in her hand,
but it's like a sheet of paper.
Yeah. Blow away. The emphasis is like this. If it does it in her shoes, so even if it falls down, it's a hard issue. But nevertheless, your machmir, we'll have it later in a later simon, how the Messiah Saget should be. So if it's not her shoes, then if it falls down, there's never nothing beyond it because it slipped out of her hand.
How long does it have to be in her hands?
A second. But then another leg, but it has to stay in her hand. Oh, if he leaves it and it slips,
We had this as the old in the baseball days, but the old question is whether he actually caught it or this type of thing. Because you have I think I was at a wedding where they dropped the ring. Yeah. I think it was. The old question is: did it really? Is it really? I mean, really, what happens to happen over here? That she has to be able to.
She has the hand in the hand, at least for a moment.
Yeah.
And maybe Gemara had the, she was near the river. And as she, he put it into her hand, it slipped right into the river.
Yeah,
so it's no good because it has to stay a little bit on her hand.
A second is good enough.
As long as it's here, as long as she held it.
For a second,
as long as she held it, but she has to hold it. But if he puts it and it's bound to fall, then it's no good.
But the biting has never nice to hold it, because...
All right, that's why we tell her to straight, not this way. If she holds it this way, it'll fall off. So I tell her, hold it horizontally, not vertically.
Then why don't we have her go for a walk for like Dalai Lama?
This is just a demonstration. Menhagim came in. I read a thousand Menhagim.
Did the Rebbe ever have a case with where it wasn't done in New York?
It wasn't on paper.
The get wasn't on paper.
And what was it?
That we had in Gemara. We wrote it on the Keren.
And the Kenny, yeah, okay, it's a problem. That's just the Kenny. All the Shazai.
Well, how are you going to do the
receiver? I'm going to keep the egg.
Yeah,
of course you're right. Of course you're right.
The woman will just have to take the bull by its horns.
That's it. Very good. Very good. Yeah. About Sarah later, Mahu Emelo. By the way, that he said it's there's a Gita, he doesn't know what it means.
Yeah, that's the problem.
So he has to know what he's saying.
But the Rebbe doesn't do it. The Rebbe does differently. The Rebbe has two things, one's in Hebrew and one is in English.
One in English.
But I was wondering, when I learned this, I said, why shouldn't...